Behold, he comes, shining like the sun. Now, occasionally we have a solar eclipse. And you're admonished not to look at the sun, because if you do, it'll fry your retinas and you'll go blind. And most of you know that if you look at the sun, particularly early in the morning, but at any time, and you look away, you can't see anything else.
True.
Now, if you've read my third book, which I haven't written yet, it's on the glory. The glory is something that can be seen. And if you read Revelation 21, you see that in eternity, there is no light, for the Lamb is the light.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's true.
And that means not only the head of the body, but the body of the body is also the light.
It's true.
Shining like the sun. Now, here's the thing. If you look at the sun and then look away, you really can't see anything else for a while. Think about that. Why does he want us to look at his son?
That's right.
The more we fill our eyes with his son,
that's right.
The more we are blinded to all other things. Mm-hmm. Now that's a wonderful promise.
Yes, yes.
It's also total escape from temptation.
That's true.
From all the cares of this world. All the things that we think burden us down. So when we sing, bright shining as the sun. And there's another song called Amazing Grace that talks about when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. When we've, who's we've?
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, this isn't just some Royal Carl's crazy fantasy. This is theology.
That's right. It's the book.
Keep your eyes on the Lord.
That's right.
And I think there's something else that says, and all other things will fade away.
That's right. Strangely dim.
There's some real good truth in this. Mm-hmm. And it's an exhortation to us. Where to keep our focus? Keep our focus on the sun. Amen?
Sorry to interrupt. That's not an interruption. That was of the Lord.